Farage, Tories deserve to be wiped out over record net migration into UK. By Peter Cattell on November 25, 2022. Nigel Farage has said that the UK Tory party now deserve to be wiped out over their failure to end mass migration into Britain. Former Brexit Party and Reform UK leader Nigel Farage has lashed out at Britain's ruling Conservative Party, saying that they now deserve to be annihilated in the next election over their repeated failures on Brexit and immigration. It comes as data published on Thursday showed that Britain saw record immigration over the last 12 months, with the country's population seeing over 1.1 million people land on its shores over the past year. When immigration is accounted for, Britain has overall seen its population rise by over 500,000 people over last year, with the rise largely being fueled by arrivals coming from outside the European Union. These net migration figures are hard to take in, Farage wrote in a social media post uploaded online. 500,000 is nearly double the previous record. The Tories deserve to be wiped out, he went on to say. While clearly shocked by the extremely high number of migrants coming to Britain, Farage's conclusion that the Tories deserve to be hauled from power does not seem to solely be a product of these new figures. Evidence of this can be seen in an opinion piece penned by the arch-Brexiteer that was published on Thursday, within which he accuses senior Conservative Party members of actively sabotaging the party when it comes to the issues of Brexit and low taxes. Seemingly written before the new migration figures were published, Farage argues in the article published in The Telegraph that the Tory party has seen a coup d'etat, with globalist mouthpieces in the forms of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and Chancellor Jeremy Hunt taking over. The appointment of Jeremy Hunt as Chancellor of the Exchequer on 14 October and the installation of Sunak as Prime Minister 10 days later represent nothing less than a coup, the former UKIP leader wrote. Any belief in a growth-driven strategy, or of encouraging the enterprise of Britain's millions of small businesses, has died, he continued. There can be no more pretense. This government is a high-tax, big-state, social democrat betrayal of all that the Conservatives have ever stood for. He went on to confirm that his former party, Reform UK, would be running candidates in every single constituency come the next general election, and that he himself might return to the political fray depending on how brazen the Tories are when it comes to sabotaging Brexit. Most Brexiteers did not vote in 2016 for thousands of people to turn up in the UK uninvited and have public funds lavished on them in this way, he said. Taxpayers want to know what those who claim to be in charge are doing about this. I didn't spend 25 years of my life battling to secure a seemingly hopeless cause only to watch Jeremy Hunt give it away, he went on to say. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.